Hello, this is a reflection on Project Week on the learning outcomes. So, starting off with learning outcome 1, identify strengths and develop areas for growth. I believe that this entire trip was supposed to teach us how to live our lives independently because we went without any teachers, without any adults. We were responsible for ourselves, our meals, our clothing, our food, how we organize ourselves, how we manage our behavior, everything. So anything went wrong is on our hands because there was no one there to help us, like in the vicinity. Also, it taught us independence. It also pushed us to some limits, such as like how to manage if someone's trying to scam you, how to manage if someone's offering alcohol or drugs or illegal things, how to notice if a place is safe or not, when to speak, how to respect culture. So that's how we learned learning outcome 1. And of course, there's areas for growth, but I believe that since our school has very nicely allowed us to go alone, this is quite a big learning experience for us. Next, learning outcome 2. Demonstrate that challenges have been undertaken, developing new skills in the process. Obviously, like we have done cooking, we have cycled on main roads, cycled on uneven surfaces, we have managed ourselves very, very smoothly. I believe we have overcome many challenges, and also the group has helped me out with my vision difficulty, my low vision. So there's also another challenge I have overcome personally, and the group has also helped me overcome it in certain places. We have, during our service as well, we have overcome the challenges of working with children and effectively communicating with them. We have also, in a short while, made friends with the coaches, and they were very happy to see us. And I believe this is an interpersonal skill that has been developed not only by the two members of the GC in our group, but also by me and the other members of the group who are not in the GC. So I believe that challenges were the main focus of this trip. And at every turn, every corner, we faced challenges because, again, we were alone with no supervisor. Learning outcome 3, demonstrate how to initiate and plan a CAS experience. Done. The planning went on for 3 to 4 months, I would say. From season 2 onwards, we were just planning. Of course, not every day, because we had other things to do, but our group managed our time splendidly, I believe. And we had a proper itinerary. We had flight bookings, hotel bookings. Everyone agreed to everything. We had one person, which was me, pay by their credit card. Everyone returned me the money. We organized it well. We have transcripts of our meetings, which we had. We have records of child protection forms. We have a media coordinator document with all recordings of our reflections, our before Project Week reflections, and recordings for during midweek reflection also. So I believe that this experience was the most thorough experience planned by us. Also, big thanks to the coordinator, Miss Todd, for giving us templates for the documents. Very helpful. We had a lot of work to do. We had to get signatures from the service department, the activity department, also outdoor education, then also from our parents. So it was quite a It was a logistical nightmare, I would say, but we overcame it. And this is how we plan a model CAS experience. Also, it was a 6-day experience, also not easy to plan. We had to budget ourselves. $1,000 was the budget, and that was it. So I believe that we managed this very well because we were under the budget when we left. Next, we'll move on to learning outcome 4. Show commitment and perseverance in CAS experiences. Students can articulate the stages from conceiving an idea to executing a plan for a CAS experience or a series of CAS experiences. I believe that we have shown a lot of commitment because as you can see, our group has had regular meetings for the 4 months prior to Project Week, and in Project Week, we did our best to accomplish what we had came for. We did not slack off. We went to services on time, everything on time. So I think that showed perseverance. We also took all the problems which are happening with us in a positive way, such as there was a mishap with Advet's luggage, I think, in the airport, and it came back in a few hours. So we took problems in a positive light and we solved them. Perseverance and commitment being, we did not slack off. We woke up at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. in the morning every day, bright and early. We went to the service. We interacted with the children wholeheartedly. We did our activity. We learned cooking. We had fun along the way too. So commitment, I guess. Now moving on to learning outcome 5. Demonstrate the skills and recognize the benefits of working collaboratively. Obviously, we're a group of 5 people. Initially, we were 4, but Zubin joined us a few months into the process because he was in need of a group. So I believe that a lot of collaboration took place because not only did a single person do everything, of course we couldn't, but we split the tasks evenly. We gave roles to each other, as you can probably see by my planning reflection in the beginning. And it worked out quite well. Sometimes we had to compensate for each other because one of us might be in a lot of pressure, be it exams, be it anything else, external pressure, internal pressure, whatever. So it's quite well. We supported each other and the collaboration was seen. And we all appreciated each other at the end, and things went well. Trip was a success. So moving on to learning outcome 6, demonstrate engagement with issues of global significance. Obviously, our service, NGO, Kampuchea Balap, is an organization of global significance because it is trying to counteract the imbalance in physical education in the Cambodian national education system, in Cambodian schools, mostly in Cambodian schools in Cambodia. So basically, this is a global issue because we all know of the Khmer Rouge took over 60 years ago. Although they're gone, the Cambodian education system is still lacking physical education. So through the sport of rugby, Kampuchea Balap is promoting this in children, promoting gender equality also in children when playing the sport, promoting sustainable societies, communities, by playing sport, healthy living. Of course, this is affecting the United Nations sustainable goals. So that's an issue of global significance because we are supporting the United Nations goals. Moving on to recognize learning outcome 7, the final one, recognize and consider the ethics implications of choices and actions. Obviously, like on the last day of our trip, before taking the flight, we had time to spare, so we visited the S21 prison, which is now converted to a museum. It was a prison during the Khmer Rouge era where atrocities were committed against human beings. This is a significant ethical issue because although the trip was 2 hours long, we learned a lot. It was honestly unfathomable, unexpected actually, how much we discovered in that much time. We also met a survivor who has a job there and tells his story to everyone. He's supported by government for doing this, and he relives the traumatic experience every day. And he wants to spread his story to the world to show us the injustice that was committed here many years ago. So that was quite heartfelt to us. And we discovered that ethics is really needed in the modern world and in the past also, because some humans are just bad. We also took a picture with him, which will be probably at the end of this post. Yeah, this was a good ethical consideration. We were actually going to leave Cambodia without ethical considerations, but then we did this and we're happy we did this because we discovered how people were photos of people who died, how people were atrociously tortured. We really felt the significance of the place, and we enjoyed ourselves too, learning a bit of world history, I guess. And yeah, that's about it.